Good afternoon. The cold front that brought the rain yesterday continues to slide slowly toward the East Coast and will take up a position east of Cape Cod and south of Long Island later today. In its place, high pressure is building in from southern Canada and humidity levels are down. With the drier environment, we'll have more in the way of sunshine today, although clouds will mix in from time to time, and this will help temperatures push from the mid-70s into the lower 80s for afternoon highs. With that high pressure dominating the weather picture tonight, skies will be partly cloudy and will dip back into the middle and upper 50s. A low pressure wave riding down the Ohio Valley will hit the Jersey coast late tonight and work its way east of Cape Cod tomorrow. On this track, clouds and showers will be likely south of I-84 and closer to the New York and New England coast. North of 84, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds up to about I-90, but dry weather tomorrow. And then north of I-90, skies will be mostly sunny. Where we see more of that sunshine, temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s, while holding in the middle 70s where we see the clouds and showers. We'll also have a northerly breeze tomorrow, and that will keep the humidity down across the region. High pressure will dominate the entire area on Sunday, and we'll all go back to mostly sunny skies, and the humidity stays in check with highs near 80. Gradually, the humidity will creep back in early next week, and by midweek, we'll introduce the chance of a couple of thunderstorms, especially on Wednesday and Thursday, as highs push up into the middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the Ohio and Tennessee valleys eastward to the mid-Atlantic coast. An upper-level trough will move southeastward across the lower Great Lakes and Ohio Valley today as a cold front advances southeastward into the southern and central Appalachians. Ahead of the trough, dew points will be in the upper 60s to lower 70s, and this should result in a corridor of moderate instability across the Tennessee area into Kentucky, with scattered convection increasing in coverage during the day. With shear in the 25 to 35 knot range, a marginal wind damage threat with short line segments is likely. Also, with thunderstorms training over the same locations, a flash flood risk will be up in these areas into the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny, lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 82 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high 99 set in 1929, and the record low 44 in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:20 p.m., 14 hours and 37 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with a chance of showers, especially closer to the coast, with lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s to around 60. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today, pleasant, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Partly cloudy tonight, with lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine, north of I-90, more clouds to the south, with a good chance of showers toward the coast. A northerly breeze with low humidity, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, near 80 on Sunday. A mix of sun and clouds, warmer on Monday, lower 80s. An isolated thunderstorm Tuesday in the mid-80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms more likely on Wednesday and Thursday, otherwise partly to mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-80s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.